And joining us this morning, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder is here. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for coming in. And it was an emotional week last week, wasn't it? Everybody just returned from Washington, D.C. for the National Peace Officers Memorial.
Yeah, we were there for Police Week. We flew out Sunday. We were there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and it was just jam-packed from early in the morning until extremely late at night, a couple of nights, and got to experience some things that are pretty incredible. There were about 30,000 police officers and families there from throughout the country.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
By the way, thank you for sharing the photos. I know we can't show them on KRDO radio because it's a radio station, but the pictures showed such full support for law enforcement.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, that was a comment that the president made in the memorial service, was the unbelievable support for public safety. You know, this was the year that they added Micah Flick's name to the wall. It was emotional. Yeah. We got a chance. This is the first time I've been out to D.C., and so I got a chance to visit the wall and the memorial wall and take an etching of the officers that have fallen, you know, from the sheriff's office, especially Micah's, and just, you know, to leave some memorials there. We took six members of our honor guard and a number of the investigators that were there and their families. Went along with them, and it was just an emotional week.
I bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Micah's family was there, right?
Micah's full family was there, and, you know, they got to experience it, and, you know, it's just, like I say, it was emotional. And we got home late Thursday and did our local memorial on Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, I'm glad last week is over.
Yeah, it's a hard week.
Yeah, it was a long week.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that
with us. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Happy to.
So should we move to traffic?
Yes.
And talking about traffic, Sheriff. Now, you and I were talking and we kind of discussed this, and, you know, for a while there.
Right.
It was not a focus of the El Paso County Sheriff's Office to do traffic enforcement. And was that because of the recession?
Well, you know, part of it was because we had such rapidly growing numbers in our jail that we had to hold some of the transfers back and beef up the numbers in the jail. It just was. When we went up to 1,700 inmates a day, it became so dangerous that I needed to leave additional deputies in the jail as we were doing some of the training processes. And we had to identify some of the positions that we could leave vacant, and the traffic unit was one of those. And so now we've increased our hiring and we've sped up some of the training that we're doing for detentions deputies. And our numbers are back to where they're comfortable. Plus, on top of that, we've lowered our jail population by doing some really proactive things. And we're down to about 1,500 a day now, roughly. That'll go back up in the next couple of months. We know that it will. It always does. But we are at a spot where our attrition rate is down to about 3%, roughly, 3%, which is manageable for us. And so now we're moving people back into our traffic positions.
Well, and it's been about a month, right, that El Paso County Sheriff's Office has been working on traffic enforcement again.
Right.
And you guys released some startling numbers from just a month of traffic. I mean, both Mike and I just sat there going, is that real?
Yeah, Renee was saying when she saw that for the first time, is this accurate? You know, we wanted to make sure it wasn't a typo.
No, so since April 1st of 2018 to March 31st of 2019, so we've got a year.
Yeah.
604 impaired driving arrests.
That's unbelievable.
You compare that to the previous year, there were 360 from 17 to 18 in that same time frame. And so, you know, it nearly doubled the number of impaired arrests. Our traffic citations, we've seen almost the same thing. From January of 18 to May of 18, we saw 2,300, almost 2,400 traffic citations. January of 19 to May of 19, we're over 4,300.
I mean, those numbers, like, staggering. Again, is that real?
Yeah, and, you know, we're getting huge, huge comments from the public about this increased enforcement because the community had just really needed to see that. And we ran our smart trailer out. We were out on Highway 83 near Northgate, and it got vandalized. It got totaled.
Completely totaled.
So we no longer have a smart trailer that we can put out until we can budget for another one. We're offering a $1,000 reward for anybody that'll help us find the people that did that, but it destroyed our smart trailer, which is that's a piece that we use not to catch people speeding, but to identify those areas there where speeding and traffic enforcement is necessary. It was a very, very important tool to our project.
It also helps the drivers go, oh,
exactly.
Maybe I better slow down.
Exactly. It's a warning device, but we're able to put it in areas that we want to monitor for traffic enforcement. And it, you know, people think that somehow it issues tickets. It doesn't. It simply does things to monitor traffic speed.
And the trailer was supposed to go in a couple of different locations, right?
Exactly.
It was planned on, like, over the next couple of months, right,
exactly.
To go in different areas.
Throughout the summer, it was meant to move through different areas that we wanted to monitor and identify as being areas that needed increased enforcement.
Yeah.
And clearly, somebody didn't like that idea. This was not, and this wasn't an accident. Somebody didn't pull off the road and accidentally hit it. Mm. Someone got out and took some time to destroy and dismantle the trailer.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Well, and this also, and we're going to have to take a quick break, Sheriff, but this is also part of increased with, like, Springs Police, State
exactly.
Patrol, Colorado Department of Transit, because here in our area, we have a problem.
Exactly. And, you know, we've had increased traffic deaths in El Paso County over the last 2 years. The numbers are still up this year. But it is a great time for us to work together and to figure out a way to slow traffic down community-wide.
743 on KRDO's Morning News.
And we're speaking with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder this morning. And Sheriff, we're talking about, of course, the Sheriff's Office increased traffic enforcement. And this weekend, even more, because it is a holiday weekend. And
right.
They're going to be, deputies going to be on the lookout.
Well, and it's a big overtime weekend for us. We have a state grant for DUI enforcement. And so we've got a ton of people out, not only with the Sheriff's Office, but with the State Patrol, the Colorado Springs Police Department. All working DUI enforcement. It's we're going to be out all weekend long. You know, enjoy the weekend, the long weekend, but do it safely. Expect to see law enforcement throughout the county enforcing traffic laws, but specifically DUI laws.
Now, is this enforcement like starting on Friday, or is there like already kind of starting and we're not, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It will be out. They will start Friday. We have DUI cars that work almost every night, but specialized enforcement will start on Friday, and it will run through the early morning hours of Monday.
Okay.
And so it'll be a long, long weekend.
I was going to say, I understand you're getting ready to go to a conference. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm going to the County Sheriffs of Colorado Fall Conference. It's just a gathering of all 64 county sheriffs. We do that 3 times a year. I try to attend 2 of them.
It's a good way to collaborate, share ideas, and things like that.
This one's going to be a way for us to talk about this last legislative session, what things went well, what things didn't go so well. What we can do in the next legislative session. We're highly active here in El Paso County, especially my office, in legislative issues. I have somebody that works directly at the Capitol during the legislature to try and not only help us, but help us get laws enacted that help public safety and help our community, but also help drive down some of the crazy ones that come up. We were not quite so successful this year. We were able to get a couple of things through that we really needed through. It's a difficult thing. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some post-traumatic stress issues that mm-hmm. law enforcement deals with. That's something that not a lot of people think about is the cops and first responders see a lot of stuff that's really hard. I mean, it just is hard. It's a difficult job. And more and more, we have to figure out ways to help them deal with the stress and the traumatic scenes that they see through peer-to-peer counseling, through other counseling. I have a psychologist that's on staff full time, and she just runs nonstop trying to deal with some of them.
That's a great point. We think about PTSD with military, but
right.
First responders, boy, you just opened up our eyes.
Yeah, you think about that because, you know, they'll go from a burglary to a robbery to a sexual assault to, you know, a suicide.
Oh, the impact.
And it just goes nonstop, traffic accidents, et cetera. And it's a difficult, difficult thing to see over and over and over again. On top of that, just the pressures of the business. And so You know, we try to figure out ways to deal with that, try to figure out ways to minimize some of the pressures.
Okay. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in today. We truly appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on.
751 on KRDO's Morning News.